You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, where we talk about what is breaking news. As it happens, we talk about what it means, and we discuss why it matters. It's a very interesting day that we've got in store for you because a very historical thing is happening in Washington, D.C., and we will take you there live and give you some live coverage of the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, before the Senate committee. Stay with us.
Interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Let me state this clearly, colleagues. I have never met with or had any conversation with any Russians or any foreign officials concerning any type of interference with any campaign or election in the United States.
All right. That's a pretty definitive statement made just seconds ago by Jeff Sessions. He is still delivering his opening statement, in fact. So let's go to the Senate Intelligence Committee floor at the United States Senate and pick up Jeff Sessions in progress.
I recuse myself from defending my honor against scurrilous and false allegations. At all times throughout the course of the campaign, the confirmation process, and since becoming Attorney General, I have dedicated myself to the highest standards. I've earned a reputation for that. At home and in this body, I believe, over decades of performance. The people of this country expect an honest and transparent government, and that's what we're giving them. This president wants to focus on the people of this country to ensure they are treated fairly and kept safe. The Trump agenda is to improve the lives of the American people. I know some have different ways of achieving this and different agendas, but that is his agenda, and it's one I share. Importantly, as Attorney General, I have a responsibility to enforce the laws of this nation, to protect this country from its enemies, and to ensure the fair administration of justice. And I intend to work every day with our fine team and the superb professionals in the Department of Justice to advance the important work we have to do. These false attacks, the innuendos, the leaks, you can be sure will not intimidate me. In fact, these events have only strengthened my resolve to fulfill my duty to reduce crime, to support our federal, state, and local law enforcement officers who work on our streets every day. Just last week, it was reported that overdose deaths in this country are rising faster than ever recorded. Last year was 52,000. The New York Times just estimated next year will be 62,000 overdose deaths. The murder rate is up over 10%, the largest increase since 1968. Together, we are telling the gangs, the cartels, the fraudsters, and the terrorists, we are coming after you, every one of our citizens, no matter who they are or where they live, has the right to be safe in their homes and communities. And I will not be deterred. I will not allow this great department to be deterred from its vital mission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Ranking Member Warner. I have a great honor to appear before you today, and I will do my best to answer your questions.
All right. They're going to begin alternating back and forth on the dais between members of the Republican members and the Democratic members. And as they do, he will be asked a number of questions. The two ranking members, the ranking member from the Democratic Party and the chairman of the Republican Party in the committee, opened up with a series of things that they would like to receive answers to. And it appears that Mr. Burr, the Republican chairman, is asking his first questions. Let's go back to Washington, D.C. Here's Attorney General Jeff Sessions asking Chairman Burr's questions.
You talked about the Mayflower Hotel, where the president gave his first foreign policy speech, and it's been covered in the press that the president was there, you were there, others were there. From your testimony, you said you don't remember whether Ambassador Kislyak was there, the Russian ambassador. Is that correct?
I did not remember that. But I understand he was there. So I don't doubt that he was. I believe that representations are correct. In fact, I recently saw a video of him coming into the room.
But you never remember having a conversation or a meeting with Ambassador Kislyak?
I do not.
And there was, in that event, was there ever a private room setting that that you were involved in?
No.
With any?
Other than the reception area that was shut off from...
Let me just describe a little bit about what's going on here. There, the main reason that Jeff Sessions is being asked these questions has to do with the ongoing investigation into the Russia connection with the administration. Now, you may remember that Attorney General Sessions, before being sworn in, had incorrectly said that he had not had any meetings with Russian officials prior to installation of he as Attorney General. It turned out that he had had two very informal meetings with the Russian ambassador. Some would say that's not even a high-level ranking official, but evidently the one was just a brief few-second meeting at a social event. The other was a very brief meeting in his office in which they discussed a variety of things that he as a senator would have discussed with any ambassador that came to see him. The committees that Senator Sessions served on at the time caused him to be sought out by ambassadors regularly. So he did not think that those were things that were relevant to the question of Russia. What Mr. Burr just asked him about was what has been rumored to be a third meeting that may have taken place at the Mayflower Hotel. And you just heard Attorney General Sessions flatly deny having any type of meeting with Ambassador Kislyak at the Mayflower Hotel. Let's go back to the floor of the Senate Intelligence Committee as the questioning of Attorney General Sessions goes on.
Interactions with government officials over the year in a campaign capacity. I'm not asking you from a standpoint of your Senate life, but in the campaign capacity.
No, Mr. Chairman. I've racked my brain to make sure I could answer any of those questions correctly, and I did not. I would just offer for you that when asked about whether I had had any meetings with Russians by the reporter in March, we immediately recalled the conversation, the encounter I had at the convention, and the meeting in my office, and made that public. I never intended not to include that. I would have gladly have reported the meeting, the encounter that may have occurred, that some say occurred, in the Mayflower, if I had remembered it, or if it actually occurred, which I don't remember that it did.
General Sessions, on March 2nd, 2017, you formally recused yourself from any involvement in the Russian investigation being conducted by the FBI and the Department of Justice. What are the specific reasons that you chose to recuse yourself?
Well, the specific reason, Mr. Chairman, is a CFR, a Congressional Code of Federal Regulations, put out by the Department of Justice, part of the Department of Justice rules, and it says this, I'll read from it, 28 CFR 45.2. Unless authorized, no employee shall participate in a criminal investigation or prosecution if he has a personal or political relationship with any person involved in the conduct of an investigation. It goes on to say for political in a political campaign, and it says if you have a close identification with an elected official or candidate arising from service as a principal advisor, you should not participate in an investigation of that campaign. Many have suggested that my recusal is because I felt I was a subject of the investigation myself, that I may have done something wrong, but this is the reason I recused myself. I felt I was required to, under the rules of the Department of Justice, and as a leader of the Department of Justice, I should comply with the rules, obviously.
So did your legal counsel basically know from day one you would have to recuse yourself of this investigation because of the current statute?
Well, I do have a timeline of what occurred. I was sworn in on the 9th, I believe, of February. On the 10th, had my first meeting to generally discuss this issue where the CFR was not discussed. We had several other meetings, and it became clear to me over time that I qualified as a significant
And it was a significant person. That was why he recused himself. Attorney General Jeff Sessions on the Senate floor for the Senate Intelligence Committee hearing. Everyone in the universe is watching this. And thus far, Sessions has said in his appalling and detestable lie to say that I would have interfered in the election. I had no discussions and met with no officials concerning campaign or election interference in 2016. Jeff Sessions before the Senate Intelligence Committee. We continue with breaking news as Kevin McCullough Radio continues. Stay with us.
The Redeemed Christian Church of God, Region 6, North America, presents the 2017 Holy Ghost Convocation, tagged Divine Surprises. The date is Tuesday, June 20th, 2017 at 5 p.m. The venue is the Carneseca Arena of St. John's University, 800 Utopia Parkway, Queens, New York. The General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Pastor E.A. Adeboye, will be ministering along with other anointed ministers of God, as well as the host of the event, Pastor Daniel Ajayi Adeniran, the regional pastor of RCCGNA Region 6. We look forward to seeing you on Tuesday, June 20th at 5 p.m. The event is free, but registration is required. Please go to www.rccgnaregion6.org to register.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Spring is here, and that means that love is in the air, and it's the busiest time of the year for engagements and marriage plans. So if you or someone you know is thinking about getting married, there's really only one jeweler that I want you to consider, Lord's Diamonds, and my good friend Anu, the proprietor. And she's got a special relationship with my listeners spanning many years because of her honesty, integrity, and most of all, her care about making her clients get the ring of their dreams. Listen, if you were married years ago and couldn't really afford the ring of your dreams, maybe the time is right to get that special love, the ring she's always dreamt of now. So talk to Anu. I bought my lovely bride a custom design piece from Anu a few years back. And let me tell you, I wouldn't go anywhere else nor speak to anyone else. Not only did Lord's work within my budget and give me great ideas, but the follow-up and the caring are unmatched anywhere. Call to set up an appointment with Anu today, 212-789-8500. That's Lord's Diamonds, 212-789-8500, or online at lordsdiamonds.com.
I have actually been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord. And when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, I think we're in remission. I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
The new challenge will allow you to receive 2 months of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies free. And we'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code THEMISSION.
Kyle is a dog trainer.
Okay, Sid. Good boy.
In his personal time, Kyle's a personal trainer.
One, two, good.
Kyle knows how to get results, but when it comes to mortgages, he's less confident.
Guilty as charged.
Fortunately, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so he can understand the details and know he's getting the right mortgage. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
The Auto Lab is on the move. Join host Professor Harold Walchalk and his panel of automotive experts as they answer all your basic automotive questions and give advice on seeking second opinions from their new parking place at our sister station, AM 970, The Answer. That's 2 hours of great advice and conversation on the history and culture of the automotive industry. The Auto Lab, Saturday morning starting at 7 on our sister station, AM 970, The Answer. Don't miss it.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know that you could be vulnerable to the government seizing your investment assets and keeping them and using them for their own purposes? Yes, the Dodd-Frank Act allows what's called a bail-in to occur under certain circumstances. Your portfolio could be completely confiscated from your control, at least for a period of time, under the right financial calamity. But if you're invested in metals and if you have other tangible assets, many of those are protected from such action. That's why I want you to get all of the details on how the government can seize your assets and how you can protect yourself from doing just that. When you call my friends at Landmark Capital today, tell them, say, I want to protect myself from the coming bail-in. Give me all your free resources, and they will. They'll be glad to send them to you. Here's your phone number, 844-604-2575. Don't let the government take your assets. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or landmarkgold.com.
When you need a lawyer you can trust, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
The suggestion that I participated in any collusion, that I was aware of any collusion with the Russian government to hurt this country, is an appalling and detestable lie.
Gets pretty definitive when Jeff Sessions talks about it. And I'm not surprised, friends. As a born-again Christian, his integrity is entirely important to him. This is an honorable public servant who, when in the campaign, he was accused of being a racist and having worked against the civil rights leaders of his time. He was forced to come out and say, actually, that's 100% opposite of what happened. As an attorney, I represented those in the civil rights community that had been put down by everyone else in the movement. He is one of the true stalwarts in terms of principle and standing on it that has ever served in the United States Senate. Now he's our attorney general. He said during the break that he has never met since Mr. Mueller has been appointed as a special counsel. He has had no meetings with him. And he also said that the now it's slipping my mind. There were a couple of things I wanted to make sure you knew about. Anyway, he is now being questioned by the ranking member. This is Senator, former Governor Mark Warner of the state of Virginia. He also asked him right at the beginning before we came back if he would make himself available for future hearings, and also his personal communications memos and day planners and stuff like that available to the committee. He said he would do so as appropriate. Let's go back to the floor of the Senate Intelligence Committee.
Violation of the communications, a rule that I have to...
Just so I can understand, is the basis of that unwillingness to answer based on executive privilege or what...
It's a longstanding policy of the Department of Justice not to comment on conversations that the Attorney General has had with the President of the United States for confidential reasons that really are founded in the co-equal branch powers in the Constitution of the United States.
But just so I'm understanding, does that mean... Are you claiming executive privilege here today, sir?
I'm not claiming executive privilege because that's the president's power, and I have no power to claim
executive
privilege.
What about conversations with other Department of Justice or other White House officials about...
What Mr. Warner's trying to get him to do here is to basically reveal personal conversations that Jeff Sessions, as Attorney General, has had with the President of the United States. And Mr. Sessions responded that that would be inappropriate under traditions and rules.
Privileges of communication within the Department of Justice that we share, all of us do. We have a right to have full and robust debate within the Department of Justice. We encourage people to speak up and argue cases on different sides, and those arguments are not
I would hope, though,
historically we've seen that they shouldn't be revealed.
I would hope that you would agree that since you've recused yourself from this investigation, that if the president or others would pardon someone during the midst of this investigation, while our investigation or Director Mueller's investigation, that would be, I would think, problematic. Let me, I want to, one of the comments you made in your testimony was that you'd reached this conclusion about the performance of then-Director Comey's ability to lead the FBI, that you agreed with Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein's memo. The fact that you'd worked with Director Comey for some time, did you ever have a conversation as a superior of Director Comey with his failure to perform or some of these accusations that he wasn't running the FBI in a good way or that somehow the FBI was is in turmoil? Did you have any conversations with Director Comey about those subjects?
I did not.
So you were his superior, and there were some fairly harsh things said about Director Comey. You never thought it was appropriate to raise those concerns before he was actually terminated by the president?
I did not do so. A memorandum was prepared by the Deputy Attorney General, who evaluated his performance, noted some serious problems with it.
And you agreed with those conclusions?
I agreed with those. In fact, Senator Warner, we had talked about it even before I was confirmed and before he was confirmed. It's something that we both agreed to, that a fresh start at the FBI was probably the best thing.
It just, again, seems a little... I could understand that if you talked about that before you came on, you had a chance for a fresh start. There was no fresh start. Suddenly we're in the midst of the investigation, and with timing that seems a little peculiar.
Senator Warner here, don't take it all the way out. They'll leave it in a little bit underneath me. Senator Warner here is explaining or trying to get Jeff Sessions to explain why he did not communicate with FBI Director Comey as it pertained to Comey's termination when the acting Deputy Attorney General was the one who actually issued the memoranda as to why Comey should be let go. The easy answer to this, for those of us that have been watching, is that Mr. Sessions had recused himself of all things pertaining to the Russian investigation. That included Mr. Comey as the investigator of that investigation from the FBI. Back to the Senate Intelligence Committee.
Appropriate, not only
that was the Mayflower Hotel.
Right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And you know, my understanding was that the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, was at that meeting as well?
I believe he was, yes.
You don't recollect whether Mr. Kushner had any conversations with Ambassador Kislyak at that session?
I do not.
Okay. And to the best of your memory, you had no conversation with Ambassador Kislyak at that meeting?
I don't recall it, Senator Warner. It would have been, certainly I can assure you, nothing improper if I'd had a conversation with him, and it's conceivable that that occurred. I just don't remember it.
But there was nothing in your notes or memory so that when you had a chance, and you did, I appreciate, correct the record about the other two sessions in response to Senator Frank and Senator Leahy, this one didn't pop into your memory, that maybe in the overabundance of caution that you ought to report that this session as well.
Well, I guess I could say that I possibly had a meeting, but I still do not recall it, and I did not in any way fail to record something in my testimony or in my subsequent letter intentionally false.
I understand that, sir. I'm just trying to understand when you corrected the record, and clearly by the time you had a chance to correct the record, I would have thought that you would have known that Ambassador Kislyak was at that April 27th session. It received some quite a bit of press notoriety. And again, echoing what the chairman has said, just again for the record, there was no other meeting with any other officials.
All right, Senator Warner is still trying to get him to say that he had a meeting with the Russian ambassador at the Mayflower Hotel. Mr. Sessions is steadfastly saying He does not believe that he did. He does not have any memory of a meeting. He did not remember Kislyak being there until he saw a video of him in the room, the large room that they were all in, only last week, and is not he's not remembering even speaking to him. We will continue with more live coverage from the Senate Intelligence Committee as the Attorney General Jeff Sessions is on the stand before the Senate Intelligence Committee, giving his recollection of all things Russia and the administration. This is Kevin McCullough Radio.
Suffering from back pain? The Brooklyn Spine Center is here to help. Listen to Dr. Robert Zaloom, cardiologist, Lutheran Medical Center.
My story actually goes back 20 years. I remember one incident lifting a box of heavy books and something snapped in my back. I was in so much pain and almost desperate. I said, I got to try something. So I came here. They took me right away. And the first day I had a treatment, and I couldn't believe in just one session, I already had 50% relief of my pain. In 3 weeks, I was pain-free. It was, for me, a miracle.
Hi, I'm Dr. Keller, director of the Brooklyn Spine Center. Through non-surgical spinal decompression, we have been able to give our patients their lives back and offer them an alternative to painful injections or risky surgery. Please call us. If we can help you, we will tell you, and if we can't help you, we will tell you that too.
Say hello to the Brooklyn Spine Center and goodbye to pain. Call 718-475-9438 or brooklynspinecenter.com. That's Brooklyn Spine Center. Are you looking for a Christian academic community? Do you want to connect your career and your calling? Alumni of Nyack College and Alliance Theological Seminary serve in public schools, emergency rooms, and Fortune 500 companies. They're leaders, accountants, and community builders. They're teachers, nurses, ministers, and counselors. Nyack's classes are small, and their students and faculty develop strong relationships with each other. And Nyack places special emphasis on the integration of faith, learning, and spiritual transformation. They fulfill their calling by helping you fulfill yours. Weekend evening and online courses are available, and special programs are available for working adults. Let NIAC serve you so you can become the person God intends you to become. To learn if one of NIAC's undergraduate, graduate, or seminary programs is right for you, attend their open house at their New York City campus on Wednesday, June 14th at 5:30 p.m. To register, go to niac.edu/RSVP or call 877-626-2236. That's niac.edu/RSVP or 877-626-2236.
Remember the feisty prayer warrior Aunt Clara in War Room? The actress that played her, Karen Abercrombie, is coming to New York in a play called Ciao Bella. It's a musical drama about Anne Baxter, homeless and living on the streets in New York, whose message will remind us of the grace of God. See Karen Abercrombie live in Ciao Bella at the Sheen Center in Lower Manhattan. For tickets and information, go to sheencenter.org and click on Ciao Bella.
Mention WMCA and receive a $15 discount. Just use the promo code AM570.
Mike Connors, host of Ask the Lawyer and published in New York Magazine's top-rated lawyers. Whether assisting a client with drafting a will or trust, power of attorney, health care proxy, nursing home plan, or other matter, Connors and Sullivan's goal is always the protection of their clients' rights and interests. Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law, PLLC, has dedicated attorneys that can help you with estate planning, elder law, and probate. They listen to their clients to learn about their families, their financial picture, and their long-term goals to create a comprehensive plan to meet your objectives. They assist with the complex tax matters that are often involved in estate planning and probate. Contact Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law, PLLC, with offices in Brooklyn, Queens, Midtown Manhattan, and Staten Island to schedule a free consultation with an attorney. 718-238-6500. That's 718-238-6500. And listen to Ask the Lawyer right here every Saturday evening at 6.
In the entire world, there's only one thrill capital, Six Flags, with big concerts like Faith, Family, and Praise 2017, featuring Pastor Charles Jenkins, Liv Ray, Wes Morgan, Latisse Crawford, and many more. 7 p.m. Saturday, July 8th. The concert is free with admission, so visit early and experience the excitement of Six Flags' great adventure. Pastor Charles Jenkins with many uplifting artists in concert at Six Flags, July 8th. Save big on admission. Visit sixflags.com/greatadventure. Enter promo code GOSPEL for tickets.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
It's a longstanding policy of the Department of Justice not to comment on conversations that the Attorney General has had with the President of the United States.
Are you claiming executive privilege here today, sir?
I'm not claiming executive privilege because that's the President's power.
So that's Jeff Sessions being careful to stay within his lane, which is a good thing. It's very refreshing. Last week, we saw Jim Comey just kind of jumping all over the highway. He ran into head-on traffic at one point. He also is just saying moments ago that Comey, after meeting with the president on February the 14th, never did Comey tell the attorney general any details related to improper behavior by the president, which would have been entirely appropriate for the FBI director to do. The FBI director reports to the attorney general. It would have been perfectly within his normal sphere of operation to tell his boss, say, hey, the president was acting goofy. He did something that didn't seem right. Jeff Sessions says there was none of that. There was no details, no implication, no insinuation that anything odd had happened, which, again, is a counter narrative to what we saw last week. Let's return to the Senate Intelligence Committee, where he is continuing to be questioned, this time, I believe, by a Republican senator.
U.S. Attorney, former United States Senator, and the Attorney General of the United States, you participated, as you've described, in the Trump campaign. And as such, you traveled with the campaign, I gather?
I did.
You spoke for the campaign at times?
Well, on a number of occasions. I was not continually on the Trump.
Based upon your experience and based upon your participation in the campaign, did you hear even a whisper or a suggestion or anyone making reference within that campaign that somehow the Russians were involved in that campaign?
I did not.
Okay.
No.
What would you have done if you'd have heard that?
Well, I would have been shocked, and I would have known it was improper.
And headed for the exit, I suppose.
Well, maybe. So this was, this is a serious matter, because what you're talking about is hacking into a private person or DNC computer and obtaining information and spreading that out. That's just not right. And I believe it's likely that laws were violated if that actually occurred. So it's an improper thing.
Mr. Sessions, has any person from the White House or the administration, including the President of the United States, either directed you or asked you to do any unlawful or illegal act since you've been Attorney General of the United States?
No, Senator Rich.
Thank
not.
You. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Feinstein.
Thanks very much, Mr. Chairman. Welcome, Attorney General.
Thank you.
On May 19th, Mr. Rosenstein, in a statement to the House of Representatives, essentially told them that he learned on May 8th that President Trump intended to remove Director Comey. When you wrote your letter on May 9, did you know that the president had already decided to fire Director Comey?
Senator Feinstein, I would say that I believe it's been made public that the president asked us our opinion. It was given, and he asked us to put that in writing. I don't know how much more he said about it than that, but I believe he has talked about it, and I would let his words speak for themselves.
Well, on May 11th, on NBC Nightly News, 2 days later, the president stated he was going to fire Comey regardless of the recommendation. So I'm puzzled about the recommendation, because the decision had been made. So what was the need for you to write a recommendation?
Well, we were asked our opinion, and when we expressed it, which was consistent with the memorandum and letter we wrote, I felt comfortable, and I guess the Deputy Attorney General did too, in providing.
So he's answering the same question again, that the reason that he and his deputy wrote the letter of recommendation for firing Jim Comey, to be put very simply, was that he wanted their perspective, he wanted their opinion on it. It's a boss asking the supervisors to talk him out of a decision that it looks like he's about to make. And if there's a good reason why he shouldn't go through with it, he wanted to see that in writing from the guys that would be working with him. Nothing to see here, folks. Keep it moving. We will, from the Senate Intelligence Committee hearing, when we continue on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Hi, Kevin McCullough here. In this economy, wouldn't you like to consolidate your home equity with your first mortgage? My friends Mike and Brian, you know them, Mike and Brian, Intercontinental Capital Group, will facilitate that for you. Just call them at 1-800-300-8919. That's 800-300-8919, 800-300-8919. Write it down for me, 800-300-8919. And when you call, just understand, as I've always been telling you, Mike and Brian take it personally that the customer service that they offer is second to none. You're going to not be treated like a number. They're going to understand your story and help you to the max. And you should be checking up on your mortgage to give you that extra flexibility as often as you can, because you just never know month to month if you're going to be in a better situation. So call Mike and Brian today and get all of it. 800-300-8919. That's 800-300-8919. 800-300-8919.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-347-6435. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. John Laura.
As a dermatologist, I feel confident recommending Viviscal. It's backed by 25 years of research and multiple clinical studies that demonstrate Viviscal's effectiveness in promoting the growth of thicker, fuller hair.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-347-6435. 800-347-6435. That's 800-347-6435.
Take your faith to another level this year. How? By traveling on an all-inclusive and inspiring journey to the only place in the world where history and innovation unite. Experience Israel this November 1st to 10th. Come along with WMCA's Kevin McCullough and nationally known teaching pastor Sean Thornton. For 9 memorable days, we'll visit historic places like the Sea of Galilee, the Garden of Gethsemane, and the Dead Sea. Be there as the Bible comes to life and experience the sights and sounds of the places you may have only dreamt about seeing. What's more, this year marks a special year for Israel, the 50th anniversary of the City of Jerusalem. Be in the Holy Land to commemorate this significant occasion for the nation of Israel and the Jewish people. Your dream to visit Israel can be a reality this year. Make plans now to experience Israel, happening November 1st to 10th. For full cost and trip details and to register today, visit experienceisrael.com. That's experienceisrael.com or am570themission.com.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-885-4488. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our team help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-885-4488. 800-885-4488. 800-885-4488. Results may vary.
For a free evaluation of your case, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
On May 9, did you know that the president had already decided to fire Director Comey?
I believe it's been made public that the president asked us our opinion. It was given.
And that's exactly what happened. He also just went on to say during the break that because Dianne Feinstein, who's questioning him there, was pushing him on reasons why he believed Comey deserved to be fired. Kind of incredulous. She was acting as though like nobody could have possibly have understood why he deserved to be fired. And Jeff Sessions just said, put quite bluntly, he usurped prosecutorial powers in an amazing, blind, stunningly way. Because it is the FBI's role to investigate. It is the Justice Department's job to prosecute. And if you'll remember, when Comey came forward with his indictment, so to speak, he said that he would not recommend for prosecution because it was his opinion that no prosecutor would have been able to prosecute the case that he had brought, even though it was a tilted and stunningly heavy case of evidence. We're talking about the Senate Intelligence Committee hearings, which are going on. Mr. Sessions is now being questioned by one Senator Marco Rubio from Florida.
I believe the next day. I think that was correct. And he expressed concern to me about that private conversation. And I agreed with him essentially, that there are rules on private conversations with the president, but there's not a prohibition on a private discussion with the president, as I believe he's acknowledged six or more himself with President Obama and President Trump. So I didn't feel like that's the first, and he gave me no detail about what it was that he was concerned about.
So
I didn't say I wouldn't be able to respond if he called me. He certainly knew that with regard that he could call his direct supervisor, which in the Department of Justice, the direct supervisor to the FBI is the deputy attorney general. He could have complained to the deputy or to me at any time if he felt pressured, but I had no doubt that he would not yield to any pressure.
Do you know if the president records conversations in the Oval Office or anywhere in the White House?
I do not.
Let me ask you this. If, in fact, any president was to record conversations in their official duties in the White House or the like, would there be an obligation to preserve those records?
I don't know, Senator Rubio. Probably so.
I want to go to the campaign for a moment. As I'm sure you're aware, as it's been widely reported, you know, Russian intelligence agencies often pose not simply as an official, but in covers as businessmen, a journalist, and the like. At any point during the campaign, did you have an interaction with anyone who, in hindsight, you look back and say they were trying to influence me or gain insight that, in hindsight, you look at and wonder?
I don't believe in my conversations with the three times.
General.
Well, I met a lot of people, a lot of foreign officials who wanted to argue their case for their country and to point out things that they thought were important for their countries.
But yes, never,
that's a normal thing, I guess, we talk about.
Right, but as far as someone who's not an official from another country, just a businessman or anyone walking down the street who kind of struck you as someone that was trying to find out what you were up to or what the campaign was up to, you never remember any sort of interaction that, in hindsight, appears suspicious?
Well, I'd have to rack my brain, but I don't recall it now.
My last question. You were on the foreign policy team. The platform, the Republican platform, was changed to not provide defensive weapons to Ukraine. Were you involved in that decision? Do you know how that change was made or who was involved in making that change?
I was not active in the platform committee, did not participate in that, and don't think I had any direct involvement.
Do you know who did that, or do you have no in recollection of a debate about that issue internally in the campaign?
I never watched the debate, if it occurred on the platform committee. I think it did. So I don't recall that, Senator Rubio. I'd have to think about that.
Thank you. Senator Wyden.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I want to thank you for holding this hearing in the open, in full view of the American people, where it belongs. I believe the American people have had it with stonewalling. Americans don't want to hear that answers to relevant questions are privileged and off limits, or that they can't be provided in public, or that it would be, quote, inappropriate for witnesses to tell us what they know. We are talking about an attack on our democratic institutions, and stonewalling of any kind is unacceptable. And General Sessions has acknowledged that there is no legal basis for this stonewalling. So now to questions. Last Thursday, I asked former Director Comey about the FBI's interactions with you, General Sessions, prior to your stepping aside from the Russian investigation. Mr. Comey said that your continued engagement with the Russian investigation was, quote, problematic, and he, Mr. Comey, could not discuss it in public. Mr. Comey also said that FBI personnel had been calling for you to step aside from the investigation at least 2 weeks before you finally did so. Now, in your prepared statement, you stated you received only, quote, limited information necessary to inform your recusal decision. But given Director Comey's statement, we need to know what that was. Were you aware of any concerns at the FBI or elsewhere in government about your contacts with the Russians or any other matters relevant to whether you should step aside from the Russian investigation?
Senator Wyden, I am not stonewalling. I am following the historic policies of the Department of Justice. You don't walk into any hearing or committee meeting and reveal confidential communications with the President of the United States, who's entitled to receive confidential communications in your best judgment about a host of issues, and have to be accused of stonewalling for not answering them. So I would push back on that. Secondly.
Okay. Mr. Sessions is now responding to Mr. Wyden, who went off in the first several minutes of his time to say that he was against stonewalling and that stonewalling must come to an end. Look, think about it this way. The Attorney General is the executive branch's lawyer. Okay, there's lawyer-client privilege for a reason. So they're going to keep trying to make him reveal private conversations with President Trump. They're not legally allowed to do that. So he can voluntarily do it, put his risk, the relationship with the president in harm's way, but he's not required to do it, not by a long shot. And these senators and their pompousness has got to stop.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I'm telling you right now, it's awesome. I was trying to get my blood pressure regulated, okay? And like after 3 days of taking this thing, my blood pressure went back down to normal. I am ecstatic. I am so happy with this stuff.
This was the first summer that I have not had to have a steroid shot to help me to breathe.
The reason why I'm taking it because I've got Hep C. Once I began taking your stuff, it took a few months. But believe it or not, my liver enzymes are way down and it's normal now. It works.
The new challenge will allow you to receive 2 months of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies free. And we'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code THEMISSION.
It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life, but I should have ordered it like 15 years ago.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you would like to lose 20 to 40 plus pounds, I'm going to encourage you to do what I did nearly 3 years ago. That is, call Dr. Kerry Skorsky and say, hey, I want to be part of that guaranteed program to lose 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. They do it through computerized NRF technology that allows them to monitor all kinds of things within your system. The amount of toxins you have, metals in your bloodstream, water weight that you're carrying, all kinds of things that they measure. And it's done 100% naturally. No hunger, no cravings, no drugs, no prepackaged foods. It's doctor supervised. You eat real food the whole time. Your weight impacts everything. And so if you want to feel better in your own skin, losing the weight will change that. They balance your hormones, they normalize your blood sugar levels, and they totally reset your metabolism. So not only do you lose the weight, but then after the program is over, you're able to keep it off. Dr. Kerry Skorsky and the team at Bay Ridge Holistic Health, call them today, 844-THE-DIET, 844-THE-DIET, or go to anewyou40days.com or 844-THE-DIET.
In the entire world, there's only one thrill capital, Six Flags, with big concerts like Faith Family and Praise 2017, featuring Pastor Charles Jenkins, Liv Ray, Wes Morgan, Latisse Crawford, and many more. 7 p.m. Saturday, July 8th. The concert is free with admission, so visit early and experience the excitement of Six Flags' great adventure. Pastor Charles Jenkins with many uplifting artists in concert at Six Flags July 8th. Say big on admission. Visit sixflags.com/greatadventure. Enter promo code GOSPEL for tickets.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Senator Wyden, I am not stonewalled. I am following the historic policies of the Department of Justice.
That's former Senator, now Attorney General Jeff Sessions, and the questioning continues in the Senate Intelligence Committee. Side by side, one Republican followed by one Democrat asking him questions about his involvement in the Comey firing and also the supposed Russia interference with our election. I might say interference in which there lacks any actual substantive evidence of any variety that any of our people had anything to do with it. That the Russians tried, I don't think that's in dispute. But that anyone from the United States aided them, particularly the campaign for the Trump presidency, seems to be a far-fetched idea. And after all of these months and weeks, still no evidence. Susan Collins from Maine is now questioning Attorney General Jeff Sessions.
Of the investigation involving Hillary Clinton, in which you said that he usurped the authority of prosecutors at the Department of Justice?
Yes, that was part of it. The commenting on the investigation in ways that go beyond the proper policies. We need to restore Senator Collins, I think, the classic discipline in the department. My team, we've discussed this. There's been too much leaking and too much talking publicly about investigations. In the long run, the department historic rule that you remain mum about ongoing investigations is the better policy.
Now, subsequently, the president asked for you to put your views in writing. You've testified today. And I believe that you were right to recuse yourself from the ongoing Russian investigation. But then on May 9th, you wrote to the president recommending that Mr. Comey be dismissed. And obviously, this went back many months to the earlier conversations you had had with Mr. Rosenstein. But my question is, why do you believe that your recommendation to fire Director Comey was not inconsistent with your March 2nd recusal?
Thank you. The recusal involved one case involved in the Department of Justice and in the FBI. They conduct thousands of investigations. I'm the Attorney General of the United States. It's my responsibility to our Judiciary Committee and other committees to ensure that that department is run properly. I have to make difficult decisions. And I do not believe that it is a sound position to say that if you're recused for a single case involving any one of the great agencies like DEA or U.S. Marshals or ATF that are part of the Department of Justice, you can't make a decision about the leadership in that agency.
Now,
all right, so we're going to have to kind of bring our coverage to a close at this point in time. Those of you listening right here in New York City, a little more than an hour from now on our sister station, AM 970, The Answer, I'll be back with more coverage of all breaking news. But friends, let me just put a button on what Sessions said today. Absolutely no cooperation with the Russians on interference. Absolutely no evidence brought forward that indicates such. Absolutely no conflict of interest in firing FBI Director Comey, as Comey wasn't only overseeing the Russian investigation, but many investigations as part of his work at the FBI, and his boss is still the Attorney General. All right, we'll give you more of what it means tomorrow. Thank you for being here. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.